in livestock news for the Southeast Stagnet. Previously, we discussed electronic identification or EID tags, but where can you get them and what does it cost producers? I visited with Ethan Lane, Vice President of Government Affairs at NCBA, to unpack the details of this USDA rule.
They are available from your state vet. We've lobbied for $15 million to make sure that producers aren't bearing the cost of those tags, but nothing about the program is changing. So there aren't any new traceability requirements. They're simply adding the ability for a sale barn or whoever else to wave a wand over that to gather that very limited information.
How do these tags actually benefit producers?
People make the mistake of assuming that animal disease traceability is about finding the sick animals. The importance of animal disease traceability for cattle producers, for our members across the country, is to demonstrate that their herd doesn't have whatever disease outbreak has occurred. If there's a foot and mouth disease outbreak on American soil, there's a 72-hour mandatory ground stop on all cattle movements. I don't have to tell a single cattle producer in the country what a disaster that would be. Traceability is going to allow those producers to demonstrate they don't have whatever it is, so they can get their herd moving again. They're going to be unlocked quicker from movement restrictions if they've got the ability to demonstrate that. And that's going to be the power for the industry of having a more efficient system other than paper to complete those demonstrations.
I'm Will Jordan for the Southeast AgNet.